Welcome back, and joining me today is Noah Ironman, football coach Matt Hagabush. And coach, picked up another district win Friday night. You took on the Chelsea Green Dragons. 39-14 was the final. Noah started the game off to a fast start and ended up continuing that way.
Yeah, we did. You know, I mean, we've been able to start pretty quickly, you know, the last few games, and that's been, you know, something that we've really, really worked hard on, you know, being mentally prepared once a game starts. You know, really, really pleased with the way that our defense went out, held them to, you know, a quick three and out, and then, you know, we go right down and score, you know, and just I felt like did a good job, you know. I mean, it was, you know, certainly had some adversity with some injuries on their side and our own side, you know, that we had to overcome. And you know, just mentally, which is something that we talk about all the time with our guys, you know, I just felt like they were ready to play and did a good job all night.
Wyatt Sanders, Terrell Collins, again, putting the offensive touches for the Ironmen, which had over 400 yards of total offense. And, again, not in, not out. Those two are certainly the key for Nowata's offense this year.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Wyatt, you know, again, you know, came through with some big carries. You know, we finally saw Terrell break free and really get the big long run, you know, that we've been waiting on him to get. You know, you add another one to it. You know, Cody Smith, our quarterback, who's, you know, been a big part of our offense, comes through, you know, with 100 yards himself. So I don't know when the last time it happened, you know, to have three guys hit the 100-yard mark, but that was a, you know, pretty huge deal for us. We were really pleased with the way our guys up front played, and then, you know, we were able to find those holes and then make a couple guys miss, you know, once we got into the secondary and, you know, really hit some big games.
Yeah, I was going to mention that Cody Smith also had a huge game on the ground, not only that he can throw the ball, but he also has that ability to use his speed as the advantage and have the blockers up front to give him big yardage.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and a lot of his, you know, a lot of his runs came off, you know, pass plays that broke down a little bit, and he would find an opening and, you know, did a good job of, you know, kind of getting back, you know, across the grain when you know, their defensive end would lose some containment or something like that. And he had a couple of big scrambles that turned into big time games for him.
Well, Coach, no game this week. We get the week off, and certainly that gives the team and you guys an opportunity to have a little break and hopefully heal some bumps and bruises for the squad.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we lost Petey Knight, you know, to probably a season-ending injury, you know, in that game, and you know, that's a tough one to tough one for us to come back from, because he was, you know, he was a major leader for us on both sides of the football. But you know, we talked a little bit earlier about, you know, overcoming some adversity, and he goes down early, you know, in the first quarter, and you know, our guys really responded and rallied around, you know, hooking up and giving the kind of effort that he does, you know, the example that he sets, and you know, we knew you know what he would expect of those guys and what he would want them to do, and definitely kept him in the back of our minds, you know, when we finished that game. But you know, Jackson Straw didn't play. He'd hurt his elbow in practice that week, and you know, having this week for him to get healthy. You know, have a couple other guys that are nursing some sore knees, you know, different things like that. So, you know, this week at this point in the season, you know, really couldn't have come at a better time for us, you know, playing that 0-week game against Cheyenne, you know, and then opening up this week here is, you know, really ended up being, you know, perfect timing for us.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Looking forward to our conversation next week.
Sounds good. Caney Valley next week when we get back. So that's what we'll be working on.